This is a special presentation.
Special? Like, stop eating the paste special?
On audioless.ca. The first night of Canadian Music Week festivities began at the Central. Erickson played a great set to a full room, and I was lucky enough to grab bassist Liam Montgomery for a quick Q&A session. So I am here with Liam of the band Erickson. And they just finished a pretty killer set at the Central. How do you think it went from a stage point of view?
Fantastic. Our drummer learned the songs about 20 minutes before we played in the van. Wrote some notes, and we went out and killed it. So it was nice.
Right on. Yeah, I heard you guys had some health problems with your actual drummer.
We all fell sick to flu symptoms about a week before, and two of us recovered, and the third one didn't.
Oh, God, that's horrible. So how does that change your game plan when you're trying to make a setup, when you actually have to just kind of throw a new person in and be like, play this?
We found a drummer who... is a professional, which is really nice. He plays drums for a living, so he's really ready to go and do it. We just say, this is how it's going to go, and, you know, it works.
Did you guys have to modify your set at all, or were you just kind of like, here's exactly what we want to play, this is what we're going to do?
The set list got changed. We did all the set list kind of got a little bit screwed up because we did all the soft songs at the beginning and the louder ones towards the end, where it would have been nicer if we had done a nice flow for the set. That being said,
I have leprosy, pretty good. Actually.
I liked, what is that instrument called?
Kalimba.
The kalimba, yeah. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was really neat. I've never seen an electric kalimba before.
It's fun. So I like really it. Fun. Yeah, if you hook it up to some delay and reverb, you get some really cool sounds.
Was that your idea, or was that something that had already been?
When I found it today, and I started playing along with that song, and I was like, we should do that tonight. That'll be cool.
So how do you find the venue, like the Central, is very small. It's very, very intimate. Is that the kind of venue you prefer to play in, or do you prefer something that's a bit bigger?
I like stages, but a small venue with a big stage is groovy. The Central's cool. It's really cool because it's intimate. But if it's going to be a cozy stage, I like the band to be all together, right? And I didn't find that we were close enough or too close. You know, I found that I was hitting things with my bass. Whatever.
Well, I saw you kind of grooving out there. That was good. Yeah. I liked your little dance that you had going on.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I can move it.
Now, you're typically a drummer for the most part, right? So
right.
What made you decide to kind of take on the bass as the new band came together?
I was talking about that in detail today, actually, trying to come to terms with it, because I play drums forever, and I guess the conclusion I made was that I was just bored with it. I just wanted to try something new and be part of the more creative side of a project as opposed to just, you know, playing in the back end, right?
So do you find you have more writing potential, more creative potential as a bassist then?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Very cool. So when is the next gig for Erickson? When will we see
it
next?
It is April 4th or 9th at the Press Club.
At the Press Club,
which is on Dundas and Bathurst.
Right on.
I'm not sure whether it's the 4th or 9th, but I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good. So we'll see you on the 4th or the 9th
at
the Press Club then.
Probably both.